Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
Truly, we thank God for another privilege and opportunity to be gathered in the house of the Lord one more time. We missed last Lord's Day, but God has allowed us and blessed us to be here today. And as we've said, every day is a gift from Almighty God. Amen. So we thank God for the presence of the saints today. Thank God for those who are online. Thank God for our listeners who call in to hear the word of God. Let us look to the Lord for a brief word of prayer before we get started. We always want to thank God for his blessings and usher him into our services. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we look to thee once again. We want to thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for another privilege and opportunity to call upon your name, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you have allowed us this privilege, Lord God, because we are children of God. We thank you, Lord God, for being our Heavenly Father. And we ask in the precious name of Jesus that thou would continue to look down upon the people of God with favor. Thank you, dear Lord, because on last Lord's Day, we were not able to gather, dear Heavenly Father, due to the natural gas leak. But Lord God, you blessed us, Lord God, that we're able to be back in the house of the Lord one more time. Father, we thank you for all the saints who have gathered here today. I thank you for our older saints, Sister Holmes, Brother Mann, Sister Carol, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Regina, Lord God, and how, dear Father, they're here this morning. We ask, O Lord, a special prayer and blessing upon each and every one of them in a mighty way. We pray, Lord God, that you would remember, Lord God, our dear brother Reggie, dear Father, this morning. We understand he is under the weather, not feeling well. And so we just ask in the name of Jesus that thou would look down upon brother Reggie with favor today, Lord God. Bless him in his body, spirit, mind, and soul, dear Heavenly Father. Build him up where he may be torn down. Strengthen him where he may be weakened. Father, remember all the saints who may be still on their way, dear Father. Pray a special prayer and blessing upon Sister Lily. We don't see her as of yet, but Lord God, we pray that you would watch over and bless her and hasten her along safely over the highways. Likewise, all the other saints that are traveling in, dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you would bless and be with them, Lord, in a mighty way. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for the children being out today and ask your continued blessings upon them, dear Heavenly Father. Lord God, we just thank you and praise you this morning for all that you have done. Ask a special prayer and blessing upon the bereaved families, Lord God. We ask a special blessing upon the Horniak family, Lord God, as they bereave the loss of their dear sister, dear father, Nancy. We ask that you would bless and be with them, dear father. Likewise, we ask that you would remember the Thompson family, dear father. We pray, Lord God, that you would remember them as they bereave the loss of their father, grandfather, and uncle, dear Lord. We pray, Lord God, for his daughters and ask that you would be with them, Lord God, in a special way, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we just want to thank you and praise you this morning, dear father. Thank you, Lord God, for our Sunday school lesson. Thank you, Lord God, for the review of it, dear Lord. We ask, Lord God, that we will hide your word away in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. Father, you've been so good to us down through the years, and we can't thank you enough for all of your goodness. Father, when we look out and we see, as we said, the older saints, Sister Holmes and Sister Carol and Sister Regina and Brother Mann, dear Heavenly Father, we're thankful, Lord God, for your hand of love and mercy extended, dear Heavenly Father, unto each and every one of us. Thank you, Lord God, because we don't take it for granted, Lord God, that we are just going to wake up the next day, because we know it is by your grace and your mercy, Lord God, that you've allowed us to be here. And so, Father, we just ask that you would continue to bless them in a mighty way, dear Heavenly Father. Remember our police officer, Officer Todd. We thank you for him and ask that you would bless and be with him, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, for his family and ask that you remember his small children and ask that you keep your loving protective arm around them, dear Father. Likewise, we ask, dear Heavenly Father, remember our brothers and sisters who have called in over the internet. We pray, Lord God, that you watch over them in their homes, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, a special prayer and blessing upon Brother Monty and his family, Sister Sandy and her family, Sister Carolyn, Lord God. Father, we just thank you and praise you, Lord God, remembering Sister Sanders in Florida, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, we pray for Sister Ferris Day and her family, Lord God, in Boston. We ask, oh, Lord, that you would bless and be with them, Lord God, remembering Sister Marvinia, Lord God, in New York, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we just want to praise you and thank you for all the saints of God who have called in, even those who are calling in on the internet. Father, we may not know who they are, dear Heavenly Father, but we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless and be with them, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that something will be said in the services, Lord God, that will help them along their way, dear Heavenly Father, as they run this race that thou has set before them. Father, we thank you this morning. We see Sister Kiva out there, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for this beautiful smile upon her face, Lord God. And thank you for her being in the house of the Lord. We just ask that you would give her the desires of her heart, dear Heavenly Father. Bless her, Lord God, and be with her, dear Father, as she grows in grace and in the knowledge of thee. Remembering Sister India, Lord God, we don't see her as of yet, but Lord God, we're praying, dear Heavenly Father, you will hasten her along safely, dear Heavenly Father. Now, Father, we ask that you would have thine own way in the service. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for Sister Blake throughout this week. We pray you would continue to touch her in her eyes, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would continue to bless her, Lord God. And we know Sister Blake is going to give you the praise and the glory due unto your name, dear Father, for all that you have done for her. And remember her, Lord God, as we come to the end, dear Heavenly Father, of another year, dear Father, if you allow us to see it, dear Father. There are many things that she has to tidy up and many things that she has to do as a treasurer, dear Father. We just ask that you would bless her and be with her, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Millicent, Lord God, and ask that you would bless as she leads a devotional service, Lord God. Thank you for this dear sister. Thank you for her sweet spirit. Thank you, Lord God, for how you have watched over and been her guide and her direction, Lord God. Be the strength she so desperately stands in need of this day. Father, we pray you remember her household as she asks her little dog, dear Heavenly Father, watch over him, dear Father, in a special way. Father, remembering Sister Melita and Brother Pierre as they run the media, dear Father, we pray, Lord God, that you watch over them. Likewise, we thank you for them and thank you, Lord God, for the outreach that they do, dear Heavenly Father. We never take it for granted, dear Lord, because we want to thank you, Lord God, for all those that you have brought in to hear the word of God and ask that you would bless their Heavenly Father as it goes forth. Likewise, remember those who are downstairs with the children, dear Father, Brother Maurice and Sister Lorenzine. We ask a special prayer and blessing upon them, Lord God, as they minister to the children, Lord God, and feed them, Lord God. We just ask that you would bless the children, dear Father. Remembering likewise, Brother man at the door, Lord God, as he's ushering in individuals, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you watch over him. We pray likewise, dear Heavenly Father, that you remember Brother Robert, Lord God. We thank you for him. Ask your blessings upon him. Brother Byrene as our superintendent. Father, we just thank you for all the saints. Brother Maurice and Brother Jackson, Lord God, are those trustees, dear Heavenly Father, and all the work they do in the house of God. We can't thank you enough for your goodness, dear Heavenly Father, and how, Lord God, these brothers come over and labor, dear Father, hours and hours here in this house of God, along with Brother Tony, Lord God. And we thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless them in all their endeavors, all that they do, Lord God, to your glory and to your honor. And thank you, Lord God, for allowing us, dear Heavenly Father, to have the heat back on, dear Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for working that out, dear Heavenly Father, because you worked it out to your glory and to your honor. And we thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless those, Lord God, who came out and fixed the services, dear Father, so that we're able to gather in your house once again. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor this morning, dear Father, for all that you have done for us and all that thou art doing. Remember the sick and shut in, dear Father. Special prayer and blessing for Sister Fluellen, dear Father, this morning, and ask that you would bless her, dear Heavenly Father. Be with her, Lord God. Remember in our mind, dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you keep it sharp on the things of God, dear Heavenly Father. Help her, Lord God, as she has sucked your word away in her heart. Help her, Lord God, to lean heavily upon that, Lord God, in those darkest hours, dear Father. Likewise, remember all those who are on our sick and shut-in list, family members, friends, loved ones, dear Father. Remember my cousin, dear Father, Sister Marie, and what you're doing for her. We thank you, for Father, for how you have blessed her, how you have brought her a mighty long way, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would continue, Lord God, to look down upon her with favor. Thank you, Lord God, this week, Lord, you blessed Sister Melita. She had a fall, dear Father, that you blessed her, Lord God. It's no worse than what it is. Remember our brothers and sisters all over the land. Remember those in the mission fields, Lord God, and watch over and protect them and keep them safe, Lord God. Remembering Sister Fran, and thank you for her, Lord God, and ask a special prayer upon Sister Sandy, Lord God, as she was dealing with COVID, Lord God. We ask that you would bless and be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we just want to thank you. We don't want to forget anyone. So we ask that you would just remember all the requests that have been made over time, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would bless and get the glory out of our lives, dear Father. And Lord, we ask that you remember the McGrell family, dear Father. We know that Lauren is due to have surgery this week on the 23rd, I believe it is. And Father, we lift her up to you, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would go ahead and prepare the way, dear Heavenly Father, asking in the name of Jesus that you would touch this young woman in her body, dear Heavenly Father. Heal her to be your your glory and to your honor, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we just thank you and praise you this morning. Remember all the lost, dear Father. Remember the loved ones that we have that are out of the ark of safety. We pray earnestly, Lord God, for them, dear Heavenly Father, this morning, and ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear Father. Remember, Lord God, those who are traveling over the highways. We know a brother, Levester's son, dear Father William, Lord God, and we pray, Lord God, that you keep him safe, dear Heavenly Father. We realize, Lord God, there's weather in different countries, different states, Lord God, that is more treacherous than it is here, dear Father. Watch over him, dear Father. Give Brother Jackson the peace and comfort to know, dear Father, that you are guiding him, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for all who call in, dear Father, and ask that you would just bless, have thine own way in the services today, Lord God, and we'll be so careful this morning to give your name the praise and the glory and the honor due unto thee. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. 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 Bless the Lord. Shall we turn in our worship the Lord to page 355 and worship the Lord. Three, five, five. Amen. 355. Thank the Lord for his many blessings. Praise God for his word.
Praise God for his word from his pages divine. Come the light of his love to this poor heart of mine. I have wandered afar in the byway. When the light of his truth to my heart is heard in, praise God for his grace, which his pages unfold, for the story of love which will never grow old, for the light on life's pathway which dreams from it. Praise God for his word, blessed book of the ages. Praise God for his word, for the heavenly light. It is sending afar into this darksome night, or the hope which it gives, where before was despair, for the heaven revealed and the way leadeth there. Praise God for his grace, which his pages unfold, for the story of love which will never light on life's pathway, which dreams from its pages. Praise God for his word, blessed book of the ages. Praise God for his word, not a promise shall fail, whatsoever is its truth will prevail. 'Tis the word of our God, and forever must endure. Earth and heaven may pass, but it standeth secure. Praise God for his grace, which his pages unfold, for the story of love light on thy pathway, which streams from its stages. Praise God for his word, blessed book of the ages.
Amen.
Praise God for his word. Blessed book of the ages. Amen. His word is eternal.
Amen.
And shall never fail. Giving glory to God this morning, thanking him for all that he is to us, thanking him for all that he has done and all that he is able to do. Amen. Because we're here. Amen. Amen. And that's the power of God. So good to see everyone this morning, to know that God has been blessing us and he's been touching us and is touching us even now. So we give him glory and praise. And again, as Pastor Jenkins said, so good to be in the house of God once again. So glad to see Sister Holmes. We know that it's God. When I spoke with her yesterday, and she said, if it's the Lord's will, I hope to be in service tomorrow. And I said, well, we'll keep praying just that way. And the Lord brought it to pass. And so we just thank God for all that he has done. And just even those of us who had been here when Sister Holmes was unable to be here, those of us who had been in here, and then we got a taste of what she had been tasting on last Lord's Day when none of us were able to be here. And it's hard. It's difficult. Amen. But thank God he has blessed and prevailed, and we're here today. And we give him glory and thanks. And so we're glad to be here together with Sister Holmes. Yes. Glad to see Sister Kiba. Thank the Lord for seeing her. And as Pastor said earlier, her beautiful smile. Amen. And this is just good to see each one of the saints. Amen. We know that there may be some who are afflicted in body. Some may oppress their way to be here. But that's all right, too. Sometimes it's a pressing way. Amen. And I remember something that our dear Sister Pack used to say. She said, some say it's a pressing way. She said, and sometimes it's an ironing way. You know, when you're iron pressing is one thing. Iron is when you just have to press down hard. Amen. But we thank God that he has blessed us to be here this morning. Giving honor to Pastor Jenkins. So glad that God has blessed us with her. Amen. And I'll even say blessed her with us. Because we're workers together with God. Amen. Amen. And we'll remember those who might be on their way. Pray that the Lord will give them traveling mercies. Our responsive reading is found in Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 24. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 24. Amen. 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 Thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. We're going to carry it together so each one find it. Amen. We thank God. Ephesians chapter 6. And we just sang the song, praise God for his word. Yes. Amen. And we do praise him and we thank him. Ephesians chapter 6. And we will begin at verse 10 and read through verse 24, which is the end of the chapter. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness.
And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel,
for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
But that ye also may know my affairs and how I do, Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things,
whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs, and that he might comfort your hearts.
Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith, from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Together, grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. Praise our God. Thank God. Thank the Lord for his eternal word. Amen. We know that verse said, grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. So really, that's for us. That's a prayer for us. That's to love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity, realizing what he gave for us that we might be saved. Amen. Amen. At this time, we're going to ask if there are special requests for prayer, knowing that Jesus is at the right hand of God interceding, knowing that we can bring our requests and make them known unto him, knowing that we may boldly come to the throne of grace, knowing that Jesus can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, knowing that God answers prayer. Amen. Are there special requests for prayer at this time, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand? Sister Webb. Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. Lord bless. Yes, Lord. Other requests? Yes, Sister Holmes.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. God bless you, Sister Holmes. Sister Carol? Amen. Heat. Amen. Yes. Amen. 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 Praise God. Bless you, Sister Carol. Man, thank the Lord. Other requests? Sister Smith.
I had an opportunity to talk to my sister yesterday, and a lot of the talking to her, she told me she had sleep surgery because of the bleeding. But she only had half of the colon taken off. And that's the reason why they were continuing to keep watching over. But she has been back. She has not been feeling great. But they told her that she cannot eat a full meal for everything that she has to eat. It has to be a half a meal. And it cannot be anything harsh or something simple to eat before. She said like a lettuce sandwich. She can have half of a lettuce, but not a whole lettuce. And also she said that she's not been doing too much walking in the things that she and not to be driving and not to be going to the store. So I told her, I said, well, if you don't need Noel for your mind, it's always feel free to call me. But continue to pray for me that I'll be able to help you. Or the other patients that also. And pray for me even on Friday because I come home at night over the freeway. And we got a lot of cars that day that was last Friday when it rained. And they were just passing by the feet.
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
But
absolutely. Amen. 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 Yes, Sister Smith. Lord. The other requests.
Continue. Remember me, Sister Black. I thank the Lord for his many blessings.
Amen. 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 Sister Kiba. Amen. Amen. We're happy. We're happy you're here too. Amen.
Sister Blake, remember me and thank the Lord for all that he's done and continue to found upon us, the family of God, in a special way. Thank God. And remember those who are still underway, we don't see that only here.
Amen.
Those who will be traveling, you know. Yes. There are a lot of people who will be traveling because it's a holiday season.
Yes.
So let's remember the traveling mercies over the airways, and highways, whichever way they might be going. Just remember.
Yes.
Families. And as families are gathering, let's remember.
Amen. Amen. It's just Brother Byron.
Thank you. Thank the Lord for being here. Mr. Jenkins just mentioned what I was going to say.
Amen. 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 Yes, just remember me in prayer likewise. Amen. Yes, Brother Sylvester. Amen. Amen.
Remember Brother Reggie.
Yes, yes, Brother Reggie's afflicted in body. Amen. We'll remember our pastor as well as she brings the word to us. Amen. Amen. all general requests. Amen. We all need something from the Lord. After the hymn of meditation, we'll ask Brother Byron if you would take us to the throne of grace. And just remembering that we all have a need from the Lord. None of us are sufficient of ourselves to do anything for ourselves. But our sufficiency is in God.
Amen.
Amen. So after the hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord. Brother, when as you were saying that, you know, that the trailer was in, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. So when we pray, even as we were taught in our Sunday school lesson, when we pray, even for our loved ones, they may not be saved.
That's right.
But we pray, we lift them up in prayer, and God will work. God is able to work on our behalf.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. He will have mercy upon whom He will have mercy.
Amen. Shall we turn in our worship the Lord to page 337, Alone with God. 337. Alone with God. It's fitting, though. I know this says the storms of life. When storms of life around me beating, not only the weather, but this is talking about also spiritual things that are happening around us. God is able to keep us. There's a rough path, and He's able to bring us through as long as we keep our hand in His. 337, alone with God. 337. We'll sing 1 and 2, and then the chorus, then 3 and 4 in the chorus. When storms of life around me beat, when rocks the path that I have trod, within my closet door retreat, I love to be alone with God. But though the clouds have gathered o'er me, God's perfect will that lies before me, when I am thus alone with God, alone with God, though I'm forbidden and alone with God, oh blessed retreat, alone with God, and in His hands to hold with Him, come you.
the moment nearing when I shall sleep beneath the stars, when time with me is disappearing. I want to be alone with God, alone with God. The world forbidden, alone with God. Oh, blessed retreat, alone with God. And in Him hidden, to hold with Him.
Communion, sweet my Lord.
Amen.
Truly thank God to be able to be here, be in your presence and in the presence of God, and thank the Lord for all his blessings, and made me think on the testimony of keep me safe as the storm passes by. The storm's going to pass by, but your mercy can keep me safe. Amen. Amen. My Lord, my Lord. Well, we'll look to the Lord in prayer, and we know that the Lord has heard every request, and so be in faith as we go before the throne of God, each and every one. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, as we come before Thee in the beauty of holiness, we realize, dear Father, that Thou art God, and besides Thee, there is none other. And as we have gathered together here in the house of God on this Lord's Day, and now gathering before Your throne in prayer, we're asking that Thou would hear from on high and look down with favor upon Your people. And then, and even the many requests, Father, that has come before You this morning, we ask that Thou would hear from on high and look down with favor and grant blessings according to Your riches and glory.
Amen.
We know that You said in Your word that You so loved us that You gave Your only begotten Son.
Amen.
And whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And we're truly thankful for the blood of Christ that has atoned for each and every one of our sins.
Amen.
And we ask that Thou would have mercy, dear Father, and continue to bless Your people and those that are even out of the ark of the safety of the blood and have not surrendered to the call. We ask that Thou would have mercy upon our loved ones far and near.
Amen.
And continue to have mercy in a way to bring them unto Thee. We ask that Thou would hear even our humble cries on their behalf.
Yes,
we realize that You came and You suffered and You died for the souls of men. So we ask even now for the souls of loved ones, the souls of those that we even come in contact with and try to speak a word of understanding and a word of righteousness to them, that they would hear and that they would think on where they may spend eternity. So remember our neighbors, remember our loved ones, remember our family members, those that are close to us and those that are far away. Remember my son out on the seas. Remember my daughter down in Atlanta. And we ask that Thou would remember others that are far away, those that may be out and have family in Texas, those that may have family in California or down south in Florida, Atlanta, and different places up north, Toledo, Cleveland, all over the globe. We realize there's families of loved ones, and we ask that Thou would remember them in a special way. We realize, dear Father, that our prayers can reach Thee because we walked up right before Thee, and we can ask, You said, what You will. But we also realize that they must come to Your word, and they must understand that the word of God they must yield to. So we ask that Thou would continue to allow us to speak a word to them, that they might hear and might understand and receive and ask what they must do to be saved. But we ask, dear Father, this morning that You have heard these many requests that have come before You, more than I'm able to name some before I reach up here. But we ask that Thou would grant mercies because these have come before Your throne and made requests on the behalf of themselves or loved ones. They're truly thankful to be here, thankful to see Sister Holmes, knowing that she's thankful to be here one more time as you continue to grant her mercy and love and grace and giving her strength to make her way out to the house of God. And remember the loved ones that find it not hard to come and take care of her and see her through and be able to bring her to the house of God. We pray for them as well, because we realize that she wouldn't maybe be here as often as so if they weren't helping her. So we're thankful for her children that are helping her and seeing her through and getting her here. And we know that she desires you to bless them and look down upon them with favor in the way they stand in need of. So we ask that thou remember her loved ones in a special way. Likewise, Sister Smith, thankful to see her in the house of God this morning. And remember her many requests and those loved ones that she's concerned about that are up on her heart and her mind. Continue to bless her, strengthen her, and keep her in the hall of your hand and under shadow of your wing. And remember her soul, body, and spirit. Thankful for Sister Carol being here this morning. We ask that thou remember her in a special way. Continue to bless her and remember her loved ones in a special way. And remember Brother Frank comes to mind, and her brother Frank and Mindy, and remember them in a special way. We know she's been lifting them up to you for many years now, so we ask that thou would hear from on high on their behalf and on her behalf for her loved ones. And likewise, others in her family she's been ministering to and trying to reach their souls and give a ear and a thought to how they're going to spend eternity. Likewise, Sister Regina, we're thankful to see her here this day and ask that you remember her in a special way. Continue to bless her soul, body, and spirit. Remember her as she goes in and out, even in her complex. We ask that thou remember the conditions over there in like manner. Thankful for Sister Lawrence Seen being here today. We ask that thou continue to remember her soul, body, and spirit. Continue to strengthen her in body, dear Father, wherever she may have small weakness. But thou, grace is sufficient for those weaknesses, and as you said in your word, so we ask that thou remember her in a special way. Likewise, Sister Melita, we ask that thou remember her and her family in a special way and look down upon them with favor. We know that Jasmine was suffering with a little throat thing there for a while, but seems like you've touched her in a mighty way. So we ask that thou continue to remember her in a special way. Likewise, Sister Millicent, thankful to see her in the house of God. Remember her request she's brought before thee and the things upon her heart, dear Father, that may trouble her, but allow her to rest in thee. Have thine own divine way in her life continually in a special way. Likewise, thankful to see Sister Keba come in today, and we're thankful to have her in the house of God and see her in fellowship with the saints this morning. So we ask that thou continue to bless her, look down upon her with much favor. And likewise, Brother Maurice being here, and ask that thou remember him in a special way. And as it's been said, I remember Brother Reggie and his companion. Likewise, I ask that thou remember them in a special way and what they stand in need of, always a touch from thee in some kind of way, soul, body, and spirit. Likewise, our children that have made it to the house of God this day, we truly ask your blessings to be with them and look down upon them with favor. And Sister Maria coming in and asking that thou remember her family in a special way and look down upon them with favor. And likewise, Brother Levester being here this morning, we ask that you continue to bless him and look down upon him with favor and bless his loved ones. We're thankful for the testimony that he gave to let us know that you hear from on high. You honor a man of God that is praying for his children. You're keeping them safe and looking down upon them with favor. Maybe they don't realize sometimes why a storm passed or why their trailer was in the shop for 2 days while the storm was passing. But we know and we trust in thee that thou heard from on high and realized, even as you did with Abraham, that my servant's got a loved one there. My servant's got a loved one down there. I'm going to get him out of there or keep him safe until the storm passes. So we realize by your word, all we have to do is look into your word, study your word with true and open hearts and mind, and you will show us how you answer. So So we're truly thankful for you, Father, and your love for your people. And you said you wouldn't even hide anything or keep anything from us. We realize you didn't keep it from Abraham. You wanted to tell him. So you won't keep any good thing or any knowledge from us. So we're truly thankful for that. What a good God we serve. What a good God.
Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Give me strength, Lord. Because you're a good God. You love us enough to take care of us. See us through.
Glory to your name.
I always think about what you've done for me.
Amen.
And it does fill me up to know that you love me enough.
Amen. Praise God.
To spare me to stay around.
Amen. Every day is a gift from you. Praise God.
Just a little bit longer.
Amen.
To maybe help someone else.
Yes.
To help your people.
Yes.
And
yes.
Allow them to see.
Yes.
As you said in your word, you were among us so that we could handle you and see you. And
yes.
You've left others here that we could handle and see your work. So let us understand what this salvation truly means and what
Thank
it's all
you.
About. Now we ask your blessings to be with our minister this morning.
Yeah.
We ask that you would strengthen her in a mighty way. Look down upon her with favor. Bless her as you have given her a message to give unto us and an understanding. Allow our hearts to open up for the understanding. Thankful likewise for Minister Blake that stands beside her. We ask that thou would continue to allow her to be able to minister the word and be with the word and be agreed with Sister Jenkins as they both stand in the pulpit to speak out to us and speak out to others over the airways and over the cell system to hear your word and receive your eternal things. Now we ask your blessings. Be Brother Mans as well and thankful for him and remember his loved ones far and near. And we're just thankful for all that you do. And if there's any I forgot to mention that's in the house of God this day, we ask that thou remember them in a special way. Sister Webb here, and yes, remember Sister Webb in a special way in like manner. We're thankful for her. We're just thankful to be the people of God. We can come before God in a casual way, but it has to be a righteous way. We have to talk to him. Our lives have to be in favor with God to be able to talk to him, and he will hear. Thank you, Lord, for hearing. Thank you, Lord, for blessing your people. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Have thine own divine way in the furtherance of this service,
yeah,
and let us be careful to give thee the praise, the honor, and the glory for it all. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him.
Heaven
and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise our God.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Praise our God. Thank God for the spirit of prayer.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Beautiful prayer.
Amen.
Beautiful.
Thank God. I'm before you to lift the morning offering. We just thank God. When prayer is rendered and we're agreed in prayer and we bow as one mind, one heart, praying to God and being agreed,
mm-hmm.
just and one prays out as our dear brother did, just We know that our prayers can touch the throne of God.
Amen.
Thank God. Before you to lift the morning offering, this is the third Sunday of the month.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So the special offering for today is for food pantry. But I understand that we were not here on last Lord's Day. That offering would have been for building fund. So, but if you care to, it's in the middle. If you put it in the middle plate and it's unmarked, it will be counted in the food pantry. But if it's marked for building fund, all right, amen. I had some, but a little post-it note on it for one and one for the other. Amen. We thank God for all that he had supplied for us so that special offering can go into the center plate and our tithes and other offerings will go on either side. Amen. We'll look to the Lord. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God, in humble, just in a humble attitude, dear Father. Lord, we feel, dear God, almost as Abraham felt as he was asking you, dear God, Lord, to intervene, dear Father, on behalf of the righteous. Lord, we come to you, dear God, just thanking you, dear God, even as humbly as we know how, dear God. We're just thanking you for your goodness. Thanking you, dear God, because we know, dear Father, that anything, dear Father, that we are, anything that we have, dear God, anything that we are that's good, anything that we have, Lord, you have supplied it. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, receive our thanks and our praise, dear God. And, Lord, even as we bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would receive them, dear God. For, Lord, we're doing this in obedience to your word, dear Father. Lord, you have instructed us to do so, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear God, our obedience, dear Father. Lord, it for us to be in favor with you, dear Father. Lord, you know, dear God, what each and every one of us is able to give, dear Father. And Lord, we know, dear God, from a lot to a little, dear Father. Lord, whatever you have supplied, dear God, whatever you have provided, Lord, as we bring in, Lord, that you have instructed us to bring, then we know, dear God, that it will be received, dear God, and we will receive your favor. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless each gift and each giver, and that you would use both to your glory and to your honor. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give wisdom, dear Father, on how to use, dear God, that you have provided, that the house of God, dear Father, might be blessed, dear God. And Lord, for those who are in need of a blessing, those who are of the household of faith, dear God, who have need of a special blessing, dear God, we pray, dear God, that you would allow us, dear Father, to bring in those things, dear God, that need might be supplied as we ask and beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Pray, Lord, that you would use us to your glory and to your honor, Lord, and you would receive, Lord, not only our monetary gifts, dear God, but even, dear Father, even as we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. And Lord, we'll give you the praise and glory for it all, as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
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 Joys are flowing like a river since the comforter has come. He abides with us forever, makes the trusting heart his home. Blessed quietness, holy quietness, bless the show. Rest in my soul on the stormy sea. Jesus speaks to me, and the billows cease to roll, bringing life and health and gladness all around. banished unbelief and sadness, changed our weary mass to rest. Blessed quietness, holy quietness, bless the shore, rest in my soul. On the stormy sea, Jesus speaks to me, and the billows cease to roll. Like the rain that falls from heaven, like the sun, light from the sky, so the Holy Ghost is given, coming on us from on high. Oh, blessed quietness, holy quietness, bless the shore, rest in my soul. On the stormy sea, Jesus speaks to me, and the billows cease to roll. See a fruitful field is growing, blessed fruit of righteousness, and the streams of life are flowing in the lonely wilderness. Blessed quietness, holy quietness, bless the shore, rest in my soul. On the stormy sea, Jesus speaks to me, and the billows cease to roll. What a wonderful salvation, where we all will see his face. What a perfect habitation, what a quiet resting place. Blessed quietness, holy quietness, bless the shore, rest in my soul. On the stormy sea, Jesus speaks to me, and the billows cease to roll.
Amen. Amen. Glory bound. Glory bound. Amen,
amen, amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Though I once was lost in sin, I am found, I am found. And I'm on the upward way, I am glory bound. In the Savior's tender care, I am kept from every snare. Oh, there's gladness everywhere. I'm glory bound. Glory bound.
I'm glory bound.
Glory bound.
I'm glory bound.
There is gladness in my soul. I'm glory bound. Glory bound.
I'm glory bound.
Glory bound.
I'm glory bound.
Oh, there's gladness in my soul, I'm glory bound. I heard Jesus' loving voice, joyful sound, and I made him say my choice, I am glory bound. Joy and gladness thrilled my soul, at his name I hear it call. Bless he made me whole. I'm glory bound. Glory bound.
I'm glory bound.
Glory bound.
I'm glory bound.
There is gladness in my soul. I'm glory bound. Glory.
Salvation. So
amen.
you have to know. Amen. Glory bound. Praise God. Though I once was lost in sin, I am found. I am found. And I'm on the upward way. I'm
praise
glory
God.
Bound.
Amen.
May we stand.
Amen.
Praise God. Joy and gladness fill my soul as his name I hear extolled.
Praise our God.
Praise our God. He made us whole, didn't he?
Amen.
Amen. Through the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. Because there was no other way.
Amen.
Amen. Praise our God.
Praise God.
We're so thankful for the service thus far. We're thankful for the prayers that have
Amen.
Gone up to God's throne.
Amen.
Amen. Now it's time for us to hear from God, to hear his eternal word. We know it's able to save us and it's able to keep us. So we're going to lift up our pastor in prayer, knowing that she is depending on the Lord to give her utterance, and we're depending upon the Lord because we want to hear from heaven.
Amen.
Amen. And so we're going to look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your goodness. We thank you, dear Father, for the privilege, dear Father, to come before you, dear God, Lord, to worship you in the beauty of holiness, dear Father. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that your spirit, Lord, would have his way, dear God, even in the furthest of this service, even as he has had his way thus far. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to our hearts, dear God. Tell us, Lord, those things that we need to know, dear God, that we may do that which is pleasing and right in your sight, dear Father. Help us, Lord, to humble ourselves, Lord, to your word. Help us, Lord, to submit ourselves under the mighty hand of God, dear Father, knowing, Lord, that you will exalt us, dear God, in due time. Also knowing, dear God, that if we submit ourselves to you and we resist the devil, he will flee, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that the power of your word, dear God, Lord, would have sway, dear God, in this service. Lord, we pray, dear God, for Pastor Jenkins, dear God, and that you would bless and anoint her, give her the strength that she stands in need of, dear God, to preach your eternal word, dear Father, for the good of our souls, dear God. And Lord, we pray, dear God, if there are those souls, dear Father, who are listening, dear Father, who are as yet unsaved. Lord, we pray, dear God, that your word, Lord, would reach them. Lord, we pray, dear God, that your word would find purchase in their hearts, dear God, that they would say, what must I do to be saved, dear God? And Lord, that they would step out in faith, dear God, and believe that you are able, Lord, to save them for now, both now and throughout all of eternity. Have your way, Lord, in this service. And, Lord, we're going to give you glory and praise, Lord, for we're dependent, dear Father, upon your power, dear God, Lord, to preach to our hearts. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God. It's good to see all the saints of God here today.
Amen.
It's good to see the smiles. Giving honor to Sister Blake, I thank God for her Thank God for the children being here likewise and the beautiful prayer that the Lord blessed Brother Byrene with. Thank God for Sister Holmes, as Sister Blake said, because sometimes we look out and we see it's a little cold. We think, well, no, Sister Holmes might be able, but I'm getting there, Sister Holmes. I'm feeling those aches and pains, too, when it gets a little cold. But thank God, and Brother Mann, thank God for our older saints, our family. This is, as Brother Byrene always reminds me, since this is the family of God, we're one family. And we thank God for this family of God. Good to see Brother Robert, Brother PJ, Brother Pierre Johnson Jr. It's good to see him come in. I know he's been working, and just thank God and all for everyone. I don't want to miss anyone. Sister June, good to see you too. And so Sister Lillian, I saw her come in. Just thank God for all the saints. Amen. Don't want to forget anyone. If I didn't call your name, don't think anything of it. Just remember that we're all brothers and sisters in Christ. We're all saints of God. Amen. Amen. In our hearing, we read Ephesians, the 6th chapter, 10 through 24. I trust you have your Bibles with you today. We've been studying the armor of God. And in our Sunday school lesson, we're studying about Abraham and the covenant and what God made with Abraham. We thank God for the armor in the Word of God. Thank God for how he has blessed us to be able to read his word and to know about the armor. Amen? Amen. And so we would like to go back to Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 11, to get the subject the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today as we continue on with the armor of God. Amen. Lord bless. Verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to continue sharing some thoughts with you on the subject, the armor of God. When we last met on Sunday, December the 5th, we left off with having our feet shod with the gospel of peace. So that when the enemy of our soul rears his ugly head, and we know that he will, when he begins to try and make us doubt the things of God, we can use the gospel of peace to resist him. You see, having our feet shod with the gospel of peace allows us to tread all over Satan's lies. It allows us to fall back on the word of God that is hidden in our hearts. David said in the 119th division of Psalms, verse 11, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. You see, the gospel of peace allows us to use the word of God as our Lord and Savior did. You Bible students know the story of Jesus and how he used the word of God to defeat Satan's attack. The Bible says that he was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. You see, this encounter is recorded in the Gospels of Matthew 4, also in Mark 1, and in Luke, the 4th chapter. You see, Satan was out to tempt Jesus and to stop him from the will of his heavenly Father. But Jesus used the only weapon that he had, and it was the word of God to defend him off. You see, when Satan tried to tempt Jesus, Jesus immediately, his reaction was, it is written. You see, this shows that he totally depended and accepted the authority of the word and the power that the word of God had to quell the noise of the devil. What are you saying to us, Sister Renee? You see, the Bible records that our Savior responded to the devil three times, it is written. He did not try to use psychology on the devil. He did not try to use deceit or some worldly method. No, instead, he quoted God's eternal word, saying, it is written. What about you and I, saints of God? when we are being pressed sore by the enemy of our souls? Do we have the word of God, as the psalmist said, hidden in our hearts, that we might be able to use it against the enemy when he begins to press at us? Oh, saints of God, the Bible is our authority because it came from Almighty God. It gives us light and understanding. The Bible directs our footsteps. We are told these words in 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. We're also told in John 17, verse 17, thy word is truth. Do you know the word of God enough that we can resist the devil as Christ did? Do we know the word of God that we're able to stand when the enemy gets in there and starts to get into a conversation that we may be having with a loved one? Are we able to back up and give a soft answer so that we can defuse the situation? Oh, our scripture text this morning says to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Quench means to quell, means to squash, means to defeat, means to conquer all the fiery darts of the wicked. And Satan is out to deceive us in any way that he knows how. Satan tries to lure man into doing things that are contrary to God's ways. He did that to Adam and Eve right in the beginning of creation. Back in Genesis, the 3rd chapter, I ask you to read it in your leisure. In this passage of scripture that you and I just went over in Matthew, we see where he tried to do it to Jesus Christ our Lord. And I want you to know this afternoon that his agenda has not changed. Amen. He is trying to do the same today so that mankind does not know God's way and mankind does not know the truth of God's eternal word. Oh, saints of God, if you and I are going to stand in these evil days, we're going to have to do as Brother Maurice and Brother Byron said to us on last Wednesday night. We are going to have to launch out a little deeper in our studies and in our knowledge of the things of Jesus Christ in order for us to be saved. Oh, saints of God, as they used to say when I was working in our workaday world, they used to tell us we need to come out of our comfort zones. Oh, saints, in order for us to stand, we've got to step out and get a little broader in our understanding of what thus saith the Lord. We've got to know that the devil is our adversary and he is not our friend. He has no good in him. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ said. Look at what he said there in John the 10th chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. He says there in the word of God, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Do we see the devil working in that way? All we got to do is look around at our world and all the things that are going on, and we see that the thief has come and he is stealing, he is killing, he is destroying lives each and every day of the week. My, my, my. But listen what Jesus said. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Do you know him in the free pardon of your sins? Have you surrendered your life over to him so that you can have life more abundant in him? Praise our God. All souls are perishing saints of God on a daily basis without knowing Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Many are falling prey to the devil and his lies. Jesus was able to silence Satan with "it is written," and you and I ought to be able to do the same. All saints of God, we've got to know that there is authority and power in the word of God. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians. And look at what Paul says there in that 2nd chapter of 1 Corinthians. He says there in the word of God,
He said, and I, brethren, when I came to you, he said, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. Paul didn't come with fancy words and all these kind of catchy phrases that are going on today. He said, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. You know, when you become a child of God, everything about you now is about Jesus Christ. It is not about you, but it's about serving Almighty God. He went on to say, and I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. He said, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Praise Amen. Our God. See, that's what the Word of God is. The Word of God is powerful. He went on to say that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. Thank God our faith, thanks of God, does not stand in the wisdom of mankind today, that we have a deeper truth in the Word of God, that we know our faith is in Almighty God. He said, but in the power of God, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. You see, souls have to be reached through the truth of God's word and not fancy, catchy slogans that are going on today. People in our day and time believe that preaching has ran its course, so to speak. The lost world in which we live right now, and even some that are in the religious circle, would like to see the old Bible preaching done away with. You see, Paul's preaching was not designed to coerce men into making a decision, but Paul knew as well as I that souls are saved not by our persuasive preaching, but by the grace of Almighty God.
Amen.
As God draws the lost to himself, it is the power of the gospel that convicts and converts the heart and not the skill of the pastor or the preacher. Oh, don't misunderstand what the Spirit is saying to us this afternoon. You see, there is nothing wrong with having a good vocabulary. There's nothing wrong to know the proper usage of words. However, I do not believe, as some, that you have to speak the language of the millennials in order to reach them.
Amen.
As we've said in prior messages, OMG does not reverence our holy God.
That's right.
Also, I don't believe that we have to water down or dummy down on the word of God in order for us to reach souls. I don't believe we have to change the standard that is set in the word of God to have pews full in the house of God. Because Jesus said these words in John 12, verse 32. He said, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. You see, the problem today is that the ministry is not lifting up Jesus because they are so busy promoting themselves. It is not about them, but it's about winning souls to Christ Jesus. We are told these words in 2 Peter, the second chapter. It says these words to us, and many shall follow their pernicious ways. And that word means harmful. And we're seeing that happening right now. Folks are following after the way of some man, and they're not following after the Bible. But I say to you, saints of God, follow me as I follow Christ Jesus.
Amen.
If I'm going in the straight and narrow way, and that is the way that leadeth into the kingdom of God. But if I veer to the right, you keep on in the straight. If I veer to the left, you keep on in the straight. Because straight is the gate. That's the only way you're going to get into the kingdom of God. And if you reach back and grab me and snatch me into my senses so that I can continue on in the straight way also. He said, and many shall follow their pernicious ways by reason of whom the way of truth shall be what? Evil spoken of. Are we seeing that today,
yeah.
Saints of God?
Yeah.
Oh, we're hearing about it right now. Many are following after those, and the way of truth is being evil spoken of. And look at what Jesus said in Luke, the 16th chapter, verse 15. He says these words, He said, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. And what is being highly esteemed today? The ministry is preaching about prosperity. Oh, you got to grow your money. Oh, you got to go and pray and ask God to give you more money. And all these they're selling books upon top of books and CDs upon top of CDs for folks to buy so that they can get rich quick. To me, you might as well go out and play the lottery, because that's exactly what that is. Because it's not about prosperity. It's about living a righteous and sober life for Almighty God. Oh, yeah, God has blessings for us in the Word of God. And Brother spoke about one when Brother was praying up there. The Bible tells us in the 84th division of Psalms, verse 11, these words. Turn with me there for a moment and look at what he says. He says they're starting in verse 10, for a day in the court is better than 1,000. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God. Praise our God. He said, than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. He said, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. Do you have God's grace and glory today? He said, no good thing. See, you have to look at, know the word of God. God is telling us in the word of God that no good thing will God withhold from us. From them that walk uprightly. Amen. You don't have to go around and have to pray, Lord God, for prosperity, because God said he would not withhold any good thing from us. Praise our God. How many have found that to be so? There's some things in this life that you and I don't need, because if we had them, we might not be serving God today. Amen. Thank God that he knows exactly what we stand in need of. Praise our God. Also, Paul said in 1 Timothy 1, verse 19, he said, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. Oh, there are a lot of lives out here today that are shipwrecked right now. This is why we see the kind of living that we're seeing today in those who profess to be Christians. You hear folks say, it's hard serving the Lord. My Bible tells me in Proverbs 13:15, good understanding giveth favor, but the way of a transgressor is hard. You see, the reason many are having such a hard time serving the Lord is because sin is still in their lives. They're trying to hold on to the world and God at the same time. Jesus said these words in Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 24. He said, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other. So you can't try to hold on to God and serve the devil at the same time. Because Jesus said you will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. I mean, you can't serve God in the world. If you have not fully surrendered your life over to God, then you are going to have a hard time serving him. You say, Sister Renee, we live in this world, in this fleshly body. Yes, we do. Turn with me to John 17. God did not take us out of this world. Jesus then said in verse 12 of John 17 these words, and I ask you to read the rest of it in your leisure up to that point. Jesus said, he said, while I was with them in the world, he said, I kept them in thy name. Praise God. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition. And we know that is Judas Iscariot, because it was prophesied in the scripture. He said that the scripture might be fulfilled. He said, and now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. See, there's joy in serving Jesus. Have you found true joy? Oh, since you left the world. See, joy only comes when you've left the world. If you're still trying to hold on to the world, you can't find joy in Jesus. He went on to say, I've given them thy word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. See, we're not of the world, saints of God. Now that we've been saved, now that we've been redeemed, we are not of this old world. We've come out of the world. He went on to say, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world. See, Jesus prayed that his Father should not take us out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. Do you believe God is able to keep you from the evil? Because Jesus prayed that we stay here in this world, but he prayed that his Father would keep us from the evil. How does our Heavenly Father keep us from evil? Because we keep our hand in his hand. We don't let go of Almighty God. We don't allow all the noise and the confusion that is going on in our world today to drive us away from Almighty God. We've settled it. Live or die, I am the Lord. How many have settled it this afternoon that I'm living for Almighty God? I don't care about all the noise that is going on. I don't care about all the prosperity preachers and all the get-rich schemes that are going on. I'm going on for Jesus. I'm living for Almighty God. I've settled it. Live or die, I am the Lord. Praise our God. Praise God, for he's worthy to be praised. Oh, he said, they are not of the world. Verse 16, even as I am not of the world. You see, if you're still having problems, that means you have not come out of the world. You have not come out of the wilderness. Oh, Sister Carol taught us that song, oh, about coming out of the wilderness. Oh, when you come out of the wilderness, you'll know how to serve God. You'll love serving him and the beauty and holiness of his eternal word. Oh, you see, when you come to Christ Jesus, you'll put this old world behind you. Turn to 1 John, the second chapter. Look at what it says there in the word of God in verse 15. Praise our God. Oh, he tells us in that scripture. He said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. You may say, oh, Sister Renee, we live in this world, but you don't have to love it. You don't have to love the things of this world. You don't have to be involved in every cause that is going on in the world. You can pray for the situation and pray for circumstances, but we don't have to be involved in everything that's going on in the world. He said, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Oh, this is the word of God. Mm-hmm. This is the word of God. Look at what he says in verse 16. For all that is in the world, come on, saints, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Do we know that's in the world? Because, yeah, we were out there too.
Yeah.
Oh, and we had that lust, that same lust.
Right.
We had that same pride. Oh, the enemy was working with us too while we were in the world. Excuse me. But he said, went on to say there, and the pride of life. Oh, many of us, we thought we had it going on. Oh, we thought we were bigger than God when we were out there in the world. But look at what he said. He said, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And look at what verse 17 lets us know. And the world passes away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of who? God abideth forever.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
When we came to Christ Jesus, he crucified our flesh so that we may live by the Spirit. Paul wrote these words in Galatians 2. I know you know a lot of these scriptures, saints of God, but this is what the Lord has given me. I heard some of them on Wednesday night, but God had already given me the message, and I believe that God still wants me to preach it. Oh, I know some might say, well, the word of God is like a rerun. That's all right. Sometimes you watch reruns over and over and over again. We need to know it so we can hide it away in our hearts that we might not sin against Almighty God. A time may come, saints of God, where we may not have our Bibles. We may not be able to come into the house of God as it was on last Lord's Day. We don't know what's liable to happen. You know, some will say, oh, why would that happen to God's house? God didn't keep us from anything that's going on in this life. things happened, but praise God that no one was hurt in the house of God.
Amen.
No one was here when the gas was leaking. We had gotten out of the house of God, and God took care of it. Oh, as I shared with the brothers on Tuesday, you know, God said all things in Romans at 8th chapter and verse 28. He said, for we know that all things work together to the good of those who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. There's a reason for everything,
yes,
saints of God.
Yes,
and I thank God when the brethren were sharing with us. They had to come in here for 2 days and work on getting the things done in the house of God after the gas leak. But then the gentlemen that were working on it, they didn't charge the church a dime. Praise our God. They said, all we want is a blessing. Oh, praise our God. Are we not blessed, saints of God? Oh, it's not that we didn't have the money to pay. That wasn't a problem. But God was working something else out. God is working for souls right now. We are coming in on Tuesday, and during the week, we're praying for souls, and God is sending us souls. Whatever way God sends them, we've got to accept it. We continue to lift them up in prayer and ask God to bless them, not in just material things, but to save them if they don't know Jesus.
Amen.
Praise our God. Oh, he said he will take care of his people. Amen. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, Sister Holmes, and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God has added a lot of things, saints of God. Oh, we said it before in the past. Some would have thought we had to turn off the lights, but God keeps the lights on here at 116 South Wayne Avenue. Praise our God.
Amen.
God allows for our bills to be paid. And God blesses his people in manifold ways. Praise our God. Nothing, as the children learned this morning, is anything too hard for the Lord. Praise our God. Praise our God. Look at what Paul wrote here in Galatians 2, verse 20. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Oh, saints of God, yes, we live the life that we're living right now. Christ liveth in us. And the life which we now live in this old flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Praise our God. Oh, yes, we live in these fleshly bodies. But we are instructed to live according to the Spirit of God. Turn over to Galatians 5. You see, before we were saved, we lived according to our flesh, fulfilling all our fleshly desires and not knowing any other way. We were bound by the power of sin, and we were motivated to do things that would bring us pleasure and make us feel better about ourselves. But now, saints of God, that we are saved, our attention, praise our God, is focused on the things of God rather than fulfilling the lust of the flesh. Look at what it says in verse 16. He said, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against them. That's why you can't serve God and mammon. You can't serve the world and God. You're either serving Almighty God and the Spirit of God is working in you, or you're serving the flesh of the devil. He goes on to say here, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that they cannot do the things that ye would. You can't say that I'm walking with Jesus and still living a sinful life.
Amen.
Amen. You can't say that I'm living for Jesus and I steal, swear, curse, and I'm stealing. Amen.
Amen.
You can't say I'm living for Jesus. He saved my soul. I'm born again. But I do a little lying and cheating on my taxes when I turn them in. Amen. That's not of God.
Amen.
Then the word of God just told us here. He said you walk in the Spirit And you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. When we were out there in the flesh, saints of God, many of us, and I'll say, we may have went into a place and they gave you an extra $20. And you said, well, that's their luck. Sorry about them. And you put it in your pocket and walk away. Now that I'm saved, it's different now. Amen?
Yes, it is. Amen.
It's different now. They give you an extra 20. You don't turn around, put it in your pocket and walk away. Oh, thanks to God, we were just as unsaved as we could be when we were out there in the world.
Amen.
You may look up and say, well, Sister Renee, you did that? Oh, there are things we all were out there doing.
Amen.
That we were big enough to do. But I thank God in his mercy. Come on. And in his grace. That God saved my soul. Praise our God. I'm not proud of it. That is not what this is about. We are not proud of what we did when we were in sin. But we thank God for his grace and his mercy.
Amen.
We thank God, as Sister said, for the perseverance of those who were praying for us, who laid down their bread and water, who gave up, who then set up timber on our behalf. We
Amen.
Thank God for that. As it was said in our Sunday school lesson, and Sister read it so eloquently, for 10 saints. He said, what a lesson on prayer. And you know the saints of God, what this was all about, that Abraham had prayed to Almighty God. Abraham had petitioned Almighty God that perhaps if God would find a certain number of saved folks in Sodom and Gomorrah, that God would spare the city. Oh, but God, it got all the way. It started at 50 and got all the way down to 10. And then Abraham didn't ask God anymore. But our commentator said, what a lesson on prayer that we have here. The value of perseverance. Saints of God, when we're down praying, don't think it's a burden to pray for one another, but let us lift each other up because we need the prayers of one another to be able to go on. He said the loving mercy of God in hearing and granting requests. Oh, there were many requests that were made today. We may not be able to go home and reiterate them. We may not be able to say them over and over again, or we may not remember exactly what was said, but we can say to Almighty God, you heard the request, and Lord, you know their heart and what they stand in need of, and we ask that you ask, you bless in your name. Praise
Amen.
Our God. He said the responsibility of saints to pray, since so much power is wielded by prayer. Notice upon what God allowed the fate of thousands of wicked to depend, upon the presence of 10 righteous and the prayers of one. Oh, saints of God, don't ever say, well, God is not going to answer this. If you are righteous and holy and standing before Almighty God, Jesus said, if my word abide in you and you abide in me, you can ask what you will. So if God's word abides in you and you abide in Jesus Christ, you can come before Almighty God and you can ask what you will. Oh, praise our God. And see, God knows that you're not going to ask anything out of his will. Praise our God. He went on to say here, were 10 found? No. What would have been the result had Abraham spoken yet once more and asked that Solomon be spared for 4? And we know, as Sister said downstairs, that there was only 4 that were found in Sodom. And a couple of them had to be dragged out because they tried to linger on. But God had a covenant with Abraham. And God was not going to go back on his word. Praise our God.
Amen.
And when they came up out of there, one lost their soul too.
Mm-hmm.
As the children learned downstairs, because they did what? They turned around and looked back. That's what Jesus said in the word of God. He that setteth his hand to the plow and looketh back is not fit for the kingdom of God. If you set your hand to serve Almighty God, if you said live or die, I am the Lord. If you said I'm saved, I've turned my life over, I'm living for you, Almighty God. Don't look back at this world and wish to go back out there in the world. Because if you set your hand to the plow and you look back, the word of God says that you are not fit for the kingdom of God. My. What powerful words Jesus left on record for us.
Amen.
Help me, Lord.
Amen.
Help me in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus. Praise Continue to run on this race that you've set before me. See, with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, he can break sin's power in our lives. And he can enable us to live in obedience to God's eternal word. And you and I don't have to struggle to live a righteous and holy life for the Lord, but we can find pleasure in doing so. How many know what I'm talking
Amen.
About?
Amen.
Now that we are in Christ Jesus, we have a new heart. And I know you know it well, saints of God. Oh, we have a new heart. A new spirit has been given to us. Oh, turn with me to Ezekiel, the 36th chapter, and look at what it says there in verse 26 of that scripture reading. He said, a new heart, and a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. Praise our God. God took out that old stony heart, that heart that had hatred, that heart that did not have love, that heart that thought about stealing and lying and cheating. And God gave us a heart of flesh where God can mold it and shape it into the children of God that you and I are today. Praise our God. He said, and I will put my spirit within you. Oh, do you have the spirit of God? You tell me you're saved? Then you ought to have the spirit of Almighty God living within you. And he said, and cause you to walk in my steps. You see, when you have the spirit of God in you, living in you, you're going to walk the way. You're going to be able to say amen to the word of God. When God is telling us how we ought to walk, you can say, amen, Lord, I'm walking in the right way. I'm walking on the highway of holiness. Praise God. He said, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. Oh, saints of God. You know, when God gives you that new spirit, he puts it within you. You don't have to struggle living for the Lord.
Amen.
People don't have to beg you to do things for Almighty God. But you have a willing heart that you want to do it because that old man has been crucified. That old man has been mortified. Turn with me to Romans, the 6th chapter, and look at what it says there in that scripture reading. It says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Praise our God. Are you dead to sin this afternoon? Also in 1 Corinthians 5, verse 17, and we know this well, saints of God. That's in 2 Corinthians, I believe it is, 5:17. He says to us in the word of God, he said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Are you a new creature this afternoon? Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Thank you,
God. Oh, and then we're told in Colossians, the 3rd chapter, starting with the 1st verse. He said, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. He tells us to set your affections on things above. Are your affections on things of God? Are your affections on things above? He said, and not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. My. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. But, oh, Paul went on to tell us what we've got to mortify, saints of God. He said, mortify, therefore, your members. which are upon the earth. Oh, he talked about fornication. And fornication is running rampant in our land. He went on to talk about uncleanness. We're living in a time where people are just so lustful. He said inordinate affection. We're seeing that on every hand. Evil concupiscence. He went on to say there, and covetousness, which is idolatry. All people are worshiping things. They're worshiping all kinds of images and not Almighty God. He went on to say, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of who? Disobedience. Now look at verse 7 saying, he said, in the which ye also walk sometimes when you live in them. That's past tense. That's our old life. But now ye also put off all these. See, he didn't stop there. He went on to put on these other things, saints of God. Oh, that you hear a lot of saints, girl, oh, the Bible says be angry and sin not. Oh, I was angry. Be careful. My Bible tells me anger, life in the bosom of a fool. Be careful. Oh, people use that scripture and they use it. They stretch it so far. But we don't want to stretch anything far to get away with stuff. Because he tells us in here, you also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Oh, excuse my French. Come on, saints. We hear it. I've heard good people tell me that they're saved, and they one minute they're telling you they're saved. Oh, bless God. God is so good. Isn't God good all the time? And then the next minute, they're cursing someone out. Right. Let their children act up, and then they begin to call them all kinds of ungodly names. That's not the name on their birth certificate. We're living in some bad times, saints of God. And then we wonder why our children. Oh, I don't know why he's saying that, because he's hearing it.
That's right.
I shared with Sister Blake this morning, we've got to be very careful, you know, with Tatum, them little ears. You know, my mom used to say all the time, little Sister D, she used to say, little pictures have big ears. They may act like they're doing something over there, but listening the whole time. Mm-hmm. We'll tell you later on what Nana has said. Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's right. That's right.
You want to say, lie not one to another. Oh, it's sad to hear. Christians saying, oh, I just told a white lie. I had to tell a lie so that the situation, to defuse the situation. You can't diffuse a situation with a lie.
Amen.
A lie just makes it even worse. And then we color code them. We've been down that road, saints, where you can't color code God a lie. A lie is a lie, yes, in the eyes of Almighty God. Because our Heavenly Father said all liars shall have their part in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. I don't care what color it is, if it's green, purple, white, black, it's going to go into the lake of fire. He said, lie not one to another, seeing that you put off the old man. See, these are things we used to do when we were in the world. But now we're saved, saints of God. He said, put them off. He said, lie not one to another, seeing that you put off the old man with his deeds. And you put on the new man, which is what? Renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Praise our God. Oh, I know, saints of God, just because we live now in the spirit, it does not mean that we don't have battles with this old flesh trying from time to time. But when we stand with our armor on, we'll be able to fight off this old flesh. I know that we are living in some difficult times right now. And it's easy to get defeated. It's easy to get discouraged and dejected. It's easy. Sometimes people are living, as they used to say, they're living with their feelings on the outside. Oh, but saints of God, we can't live with our feelings on the outside. We've got to know what thus saith the Lord. We've got to know that we've got to stand for righteousness' sake. We can't allow little things to get us off and then to say, well, you know, I'm human. That's not of Almighty God. Amen. Because we just read in the Word of God, when we were told what Paul said to us, he told us in back in Galatians, we read, but if he said in there, this I say unto you, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because you say if you're walking the Spirit, I didn't finish all in verse 5 of Galatians, but he said there in verse 18 of that scripture, but if ye be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. See, saints of God, we've got to be led by the Spirit of God. And when we're led by the Spirit of God is not going to lead you to say something that's
Amen.
Wrong. Praise our God.
Amen.
Praise our God. I know that there are some saints we're getting a little discouraged. They've lost their shout, so to speak, for the things of God. I hear on a daily basis, as a minister, from souls asking for prayer for themselves and for their loved ones, sharing some of the things that they're going through and asking what to do. And it seems right now there's trouble on every hand, saints. And that the Lord's people are suffering, some under some unnecessary burdens. The devil is pressing sore at them. But let us continue to pray for one another. Let us continue to lift each other up to Almighty God. As Sister Blake said, we're not sufficient of ourselves. As Brother Byron said to us downstairs this morning, we are a family. We are the family of God. And when you're a family, your family takes care of family. Amen. Praise our God. He doesn't want us to fail. The devil wants us to, but not Almighty God. Turn with me to Luke, the 10th chapter. In the Word of God. Praise our God. In this passage of Scripture, you Bible students know it well, that the disciples have been out preaching and ministering in the name of the Lord. They had seen some powerful things take place. Even demonic spirits were helpless against the power of God in their lives. And these demons were being cast out. You see, Jesus told the disciples back then, and this remains the same for you and I today. He said there in verse 19, he said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Praise our God. Do you believe God has given us the same power, saints of God, this afternoon to tread over the enemy, all over Satan? He said he gave it. Praise our God. Do we believe it?
Amen.
You see, the armor of God gives us the power when we have it on, when we are armored up, so to speak. Satan has nothing to counter the truth of God's word with. Hebrews 4 lets us know this. Turn with me there for a moment and look at what Hebrews 4, verse 12 tells you and I. He says there, for the word of God is quick and powerful. Do we believe that?
Yes.
Do we believe that the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword? See, the word of God is living. That's what the word of God is. That's why we use the word of God against the enemy. We don't try to come with philosophy and all kinds of things. We just come to the word of God because it is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Praise our God. Oh, as we were sharing with the children downstairs this morning, he went on to say, let me read verse 13. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Well, we were sharing with the children downstairs this morning, the young people. God sees everything. You may hide something from your parents, but God sees it. Do we believe that? Because when we were reading about Abraham and Sarah, it said that she said it within herself, meaning that she didn't say it openly. And everybody that was around didn't hear it. But God heard it.
Amen.
Amen. He heard her laugh. She laughed within herself when he said that she was going to have a child. And at her age, it said she laughed within herself. But the others didn't hear her laugh, but God heard it. What are you saying, Sister Renee? God hears and sees everything. God knows the intent of our heart. He knows whether we're doing something right or whether we're doing it wrong. But as a body of Christ, we have to be very careful, saints of God. Remember in Joshua, the 7th chapter, you know, Achan thought he could hide it amongst his stuff. He thought that was his little secret sin, that he would get away. But you can't get away, because it ended up destroying his whole family. And also it ended up affecting the family of God. What are you saying, Sister Renee? If I have sin in my life outside of the church of God, I'm affecting the body of Christ. I'm affecting my brothers and sisters who may have prayer requests and may have things standing before Almighty God. That's why when we walk out these doors, we live as we live inside the house of God, righteous and holy lives to Almighty God. Praise our God. Praise our God for the power of his word. See, when the word of God is used in the proper way, it imparts life to those who are hearing it. It gives life. Also, it brings about growth of life. It brings about spiritual life. Jesus said these words in John, the 4th chapter. He was telling them. He said, when you drink of this fountain, you remember, saints of God, I know you know this well. In that 4th chapter of John, turn with me there for a moment. And look at what he says there in verse 14 of that scripture. He says there, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. Are you drinking of the fountain of Jesus Christ? Praise our God. Then you're not thirsting. Praise our God. He said, but whosoever shall drink of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Praise our God. Oh, and saints of God, I found that to be so. That's why this Bible is not just another book among others on the New York Times bestsellers list. No, the word of God is superior to any other book that's written. God's word is essential for us. It is for our spiritual health and our spiritual well-being. Have you found that to be so? Oh, God's word is the revelation of God to mankind. God is revealed in his holy Bible. I know some say that because we are in the 21st century, the Bible needs to conform to our lifestyle. But I believe that the Bible is still relevant in our day and time. It is always fresh. It is always valid for every need in your life, every need in my life. Oh, this Bible is a living book. Praise our God. It is at work in the hearts and lives of mankind. Listen to what Jesus said in John, that 6th chapter, in verse 51. He tells us in the word of God, I am the living bread. Have we found that to be so? Yes. He said, which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, see, when you get into the word of God and you began to eat the word of God, when you began to hunger and thirst after righteousness, Jesus promised we would be filled. You got to get into his word and enjoy your meal with Almighty God. He said, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Praise our God. Then look what he said in verse 63. I ask you to read the rest in your leisure. He said, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are what? Spirit. And they are life. Have you found that to be so? Praise our God. Praise our God. You see, no one can be saved at any time, in any place, in any century, apart from the preaching of the word of God. The Bible says in 1 Peter 1, verse 23, that being born again, not of corruptible seed. See, when we're born again, we're not born again of corruptible seed. Oh, praise our God. This Bible began working in our hearts. Began working in the lives of us saints of God to change that stony heart to a heart of flesh. Praise our God. When you read it and you get in there and you begin to see the things that God has in the word of God, when you sit down at the table that Jesus has prepared for us, Oh, I know you know it well. That's what the psalmist was saying there in the word of God. When he said back there in Psalm, that 23rd chapter, I know we know it well, saints of God. When he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That is not only in material things. That is not only in our natural food. That is also in our spiritual food. The word of God, we shall not want. When we get into the word of God and we begin to partake of what thus saith the Lord. He went on to say, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. You think about it. Jesus said in the word of God, he said, you will go in and out and find pasture. Are you finding pasture in Almighty God? He leadeth me beside the still waters. You know what, saints of God, when you're going through something and you get into the word of God and you began to eat, you began to read the word of God, you know that God is leading you beside the still water. You began to get a calmness about you. You began to read the word of God, and God's word begins to comfort you. God's word begins to overshadow you. How many have found that to be so? He restored my soul. How many souls have been restored? How many times have you gotten up and you said, oh, Lord, I'm not feeling it today. There's something the enemy is warring at me. But then when you get into the word of God, God restores your soul. Praise be to Almighty God. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. When you're in the word of God, you're being led in the right way, because it is the way of Almighty God. Praise our God. He went on to say, for his name's sake, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, saints of God, death is all around us. Things are happening all around us in a nanosecond. But David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Saints of God, do you believe what the word of God says, or do you fear the devil? You don't have to fear the devil, but fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Praise God. Amen. Fear God.
Amen.
Fear to do wrong in the sight of God. Amen. Live for Almighty God. He said, for thou art with me. How is God with us? Oh, praise our God. He said, thy rod, which is the word of God. Praise God. He said, and thy staff, which is the spirit of God. They comfort me. Have you found comfort? Oh, praise God. There's sometimes in the midnight hour when the enemy will begin to press against you. When the enemy will have you, he sometimes will come in and, saints of God, I don't know if this is happening to you. He'll try to bring up your old life. He'll try to say, oh, where you used to be. But, oh, I found comfort in knowing that God is with me, that the Spirit, that his rod and his staff, they comfort me. Yes. Praise God.
Thanks.
And he said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Oh, praise our God. In the midst, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. When the enemy comes in, how many times the word of God has told you and I, he said, to feed them. If your enemy hungry, he said, to feed them. Give them something to drink. And doing so, you do what? You heat coals of fire on them. So you know, in the presence of your enemy, he anointeth your head and with oil, and your cup is running over. Oh, we used to sing that song, saints of God, running over, running over. Oh, I remember it from Bible school. My cup is full and running, your cup running over. Praise our God. Oh, and he didn't stop there. He said, surely goodness and mercy. Thank God for his mercy, saints. Thank God for his mercy, saints of God.
Praise God.
Because if it had not been for the grace and mercy of God, where would we be today? He says, shall follow me all the days of my life. Oh, my God. When you're pressing a dying pillar, and when the doctor says you only got 6 months to live, come on. You know the goodness and mercy of Almighty God shall follow you all the days of your life. And then you can dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You don't have to fret over what the doctor says, but you can stand in the spirit and know that you are in God's hands. Praise our God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you for a better way of life. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to live this life as we live. Oh, saints of God, this Bible works in the heart and lives of mankind to change them. The old man is gutted out. Has that old man been gutted out of you? Oh, although this Bible, you and I love this word of God, but we've got to remember there are those in our world right now that hate this very word of God. They don't believe in it. They don't love it. But I thank God for it. Why? Because Jesus said in the word of God in John 12, verse 48, these words. He said, he that rejecteth me, oh, and receiveth not my words. And see, his word is the word of God. You may say, oh, Sister Renee, this message you're preaching. Oh, some would say, I can remember Sister Smith said when she first came years and years ago here to the house of God, she thought Elder was preaching at her. But he wasn't. He was preaching from the word of God. Only God knew Sister Smith's life. Only God knew your life. Only God knew my life outside of here. Praise our God. But Jesus said, he that rejected me and receiveth not my word. You see, when the message goes forth, it's coming from Almighty God. And if you reject Jesus, you reject his word. He said he has one that judges him. The word that I've spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Yeah. If you don't want to receive what Jesus says, it's going to judge you. You see, this word that we have is good for our soul. Tells us the way to Jesus Christ. John 14, 6 tells you and I that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's by Jesus Christ. The 107th division of Psalms says these words. He said he, meaning our Lord and Savior, meaning God Almighty, sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. God, I believe, is sending his word right now. He's trying to deliver mankind, but man is not listening. God sends forth his word to save souls. And as we are told in Isaiah 55, look at these words of what he says there in verse 11. Oh, God's word is left on record for a reason. He says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. God's word is not empty. It does not contain errors.
Amen.
There's no error, will be no error in God's judgment when he uses the word of God, when he opens the book. Amen. Oh, it behooves mankind to take heed and hear the word of God. Hear the voice of Jesus Christ calling them to come. Say to the lost souls this afternoon, then listening in. I know you have to see the changes that are occurring right now in our world today. And if you're not, you should be just as concerned as the saints of God are. I know all of us have seen the devastation caused by the tornadoes.
Yes.
Last week and this week, past week, people's lives have been turned upside down. Some don't know what they're going to do. Those storms decimated. Leveled houses. I heard folks say, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know if I'm going to start over again. And some were up in age. This is not making fun of anyone. This is what the Spirit has given. You see, many were working on their jobs when the roof collapsed. And they were trapped for hours, some up to 6 hours. I told the saints of God on Tuesday, I can only imagine what it would feel like to be trapped under a steel beam and not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. and not know whether someone's going to be able to reach you and to rescue you from being underneath that beam. You might be saying, why are these things happening? Oh, Jesus forewarned of these things.
Yes, yes.
He described in the end time that these things were going to happen. Look at what he says in Luke, the 21st chapter and the 11th verse. He said, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places. You think about it, saints of God, everybody's saying, you know, tornadoes and them normally don't happen in December. Oh, but if God sends it, it'll happen whenever God sends
Amen.
It. He said, great earthquakes shall be in divers places and famines and pestilence. Oh, is not COVID a pestilence? And fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. But look at what he said. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogue and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Oh, saints of God. Look at what he said in verse 14. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what you are going to say. You know, saints of God, we're going to be persecuted for living the way we live. Excuse me. But we don't have to meditate and say, if they snatch me up, I'm going to say this and I'm going to say that. No. He told us to settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what you ought to answer, for I will give you a mouth in wisdom. Praise our God.
Praise God.
Brother was saying earlier, God is good. God takes care of his people, saints.
Yeah.
Oh, now, this doesn't mean that if you're getting ready to do a presentation for your job that you don't prepare. That's not what he's saying.
No.
Don't get up there and try to talk on something you don't know. God expects you to prepare, like a messenger prepare, if you have something to do on your job. But what he's saying, if you're getting ready to be persecuted for my name's sake, you don't have to meditate, well, I'm going to tell them this, and I'm going to tell them Jesus said. No. He said, well, I will give you a mouth and wisdom. And I found that to be so. Which all your adversaries shall not be able to do what? Gainsay, nor resist. My. Oh, saints of God, how many times have you been out in the wilderness out there and someone comes up and says something, well, why do you live like you live? See, you didn't know that that was going to happen. But guess what? The Spirit of the Lord will give you something right then and there to be able to speak to that individual. Amen. Oh, it's happened. Amen. Oh, praise our God. That's what he's letting us know. When they deliver you up and may say all manner of things against you. Why do you live like that? You don't have to live like that. Oh, they think that they're holier than thou. You know, people will say that. No, we've never said we're holier than anyone, but the Bible says, be ye holy.
That's right.
Oh, we're holy. We just live holy lives. Praise our God. But we're not saying we're holier than anyone else. Oh, my, saints of God. Let us get into the word of God so we'll know how to answer the gainsayer. Amen? How we'll be able to resist the devil. That's having on the armor, saints. Oh, I believe God is trying to wake up mankind. I believe he's doing everything to let us know that he's coming back, sending warning upon warning. Job said these words in Job 37, verse 13. He said, he causes it to come, whether for correction or for his land or for mercy. I believe our God is shaking things up right now. He is opening mankind's eyes to the things of God. Look at what it says there in verse 25 of Luke 21. He says, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the sky and upon the earth. Distress of are we seeing this, saints of God? These are signs that are preceding Christ coming back. He said, with perplexity. My. The sea and the waves roaring. Are we hearing about it?
Yeah.
Oh, we're hearing about flooding and various things that are happening. He said, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. We've heard of men having heart attacks and strokes and various things. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. That don't mean the kingdom of God. Amen?
Amen.
He said, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Oh, my. He said, and when these things began to come to pass, then look up and lift up your head for your redemption. Draw up nigh, saints, let us be ready to go.
Yes.
Praise our God. Let us not be getting ready, but let us be ready. Ready to go. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. You may say, Sister Renee, oh, God has not spared his people from these things. Believers are not immune from the effects of living in a fallen world. Things are going to happen to us because this world is in sin. But you and I have been assured in Romans, the 8th chapter, these words. He says there in that first verse. He said, there is therefore now no condemnation. Praise our God. He said, there is there now no condemnation to them which walk, which are in Christ Jesus. Are you in Christ Jesus? Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Are you walking after the Spirit of God? So when the things are happening on this earth, you don't have to worry about it. If someone comes and says, oh, your house got torn down, I thought you were a child of God, you can say, praise be to Almighty God. It's no worse than what it is. God didn't say he would spare us of things going on. Oh, God may test our faith through this time of pestilence right now, saints of God. As we are seeing right now, COVID is reaping havoc in lives. But we that are saved know that God is trying to speak to mankind. I want you to read in your scriptures, in your leisure, 1 Corinthians 11, 32, James 1, 3, and 1 Peter 1, 7. You know, Jesus in Luke 13, let us know these words after some had questioned him. You Bible students know it well. After Pilate had mingled blood with their sacrifice. Jesus told them in verse 2, he said, Jesus answering said unto them, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffer such things. He said, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Are those 18 upon whom the tower of Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. That is the same message today. We might be looking at all the devastation in the land and saying they must have did something to upset God. But as Jesus says, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Let us make sure our peace calling is on the election sure with Almighty God. Praise God. I read also, I was sharing with the saints on Tuesday, that there was a space of approximately 4 hours from when the first sirens were heard of the pending tornado. The first sirens, they said, were heard at 5:30 p.m. And they hunkered in place. And after they felt that the threat was gone, they went back to work. And the next siren came around 9:30, they said. And one lady said before she knew it, she was lying up underneath a ton of metal, trapped for 6 hours. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Just like those tornadoes hit in a moment's notice, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ will be the same. We are told in 1 Corinthians 15:52, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. You know, saints of God, people are not going to have time to get ready when Jesus is coming back. Now is that time. Now is the time for Jesus, for folks to get ready. See, Jesus is sounding the warning for souls to come to him. His word is going forth. He is calling, oh sinner, come home. He doesn't want us to just hear warning and pause for a moment and then go right back to our old lives of living like the devil. Yet this is what's happening right now in everyday life. These lives were shaken up. These lives went through a lot of things there during that devastation. when they said there was a tornado that just stayed on the ground for over 200, close to 200 and some miles, just reaping a havoc all the way down. Many of them came out, and we've heard, and there's nothing wrong with it. Pray for us. We need your prayers. But now some have gone right on back to the old way of living. Oh, but eternity lays in the balance right now for all mankind. Each of us, saints of God, hold the fate of our souls in our own hand. I say to the lost this afternoon, will you come to Jesus? If you do not know Jesus, I know somebody may be saying right now, that's an altar invitation. But whenever God speaks and God is the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you to come, that is when you are to come. We don't have a formal service where we just have to follow after a certain thing, but we allow the Spirit of God to rule in us. Praise our God. When God is speaking, it's time for you to come. We don't quench the Spirit, but we allow the Spirit of God to have his way. Praise our God. Our mission and our vision here in this congregation is that of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that is to win souls to him. Oh, you see, the enemy of our soul, the enemy of the souls of mankind right now is saying to some of them, oh, and telling them right now that they don't have to come to God. The enemy is doing everything right now to keep souls away from God. The enemy right now, his job is doing everything to keep souls in sin, in a state of confusion. Do you know what the Spirit is saying, saints of God? Do we see the state of confusion that's going on right now? Everything, people are going out on the internet and they're searching the internet. And you hear people say, oh, well, there's some lost books of the Bible out here. Where are those books at? How come we don't have those books? Oh, thanks to God, we do good with the 66 Amen. God has given us. Let us get into these 66 and let us eat. We have a lot of eating to do with these 66 that God has left on record for us. Mm-hmm. See, that's the enemy. That's right. Oh, thanks to God. Do you know what the Spirit is saying? That's the enemy.
That's right.
Plus, the devil is keeping souls right now, saying, I know I need to be saved. Oh, I know I need to be in the house of God. But when you go to church, will you pray for me? Amen. I know that God has been merciful on me. But see, they never make their way
right.
to an altar. They never make a way to get their self right with Almighty God. You don't find them coming to the house of God to learn about God. You don't find them being in the presence of Almighty God. You see, that is nothing but the trick of the enemy. Well, this is why we got to have on the whole armor. I told Sister Blake we may not even get to the shield this morning, but this is what God gave me.
Amen.
We've got the shield in the message, but if we don't get to it, we still have time.
Yes.
We may be in 2022 still talking about the armor.
Amen.
But thanks to God, we've got to have on the armor. God wants us to know that these things are happening. They're happening all around us. Souls are being kept away from God, kept away from clearly seeing the things of Almighty God. The devil is planting all kinds of seeds of doubt and wonder in their mind. He's distracting them. He's keeping their soul busy with things that are not of Almighty God. You see, the Bible calls the devil Satan, the deceiver of the whole world, the accuser. You can read about it in Revelation 12, 9 through 10. He's called also the prince of this world. We're told in John 12, 31, and the God of this world. 2 Corinthians 4, 4 tells us he's the prince of this world. He is our adversary. Who we were told about in 1 Peter 5, 8, who walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Oh, is he at work? Yes, he is. He's at work, saints of God. The devil's job is to keep you from God. To those who are living in sin, that's what the devil's job is to do, is to keep you in sin. But Jesus said in Luke 21, turn back there for a moment. In verse 34 of that scripture reading, he said these words, praise our God, and take heed to yourselves. lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unaware. Is that not a warning?
Yes, it is.
That's a warning, saints of God. We got to take heed. We don't want to be charged. We don't want to be walking around with overindulging in things of this world and all the things that are going on. He said, in drunkenness and cares of this life. And that the day of the Lord come upon us unaware. We don't even know the day of the Lord is upon us. We don't want to be like Samson, who knew not when the Spirit of the Lord left him. My, my, my. My, my, my. He said, for as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. And look at the warning. He said, watch ye therefore and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. My, my, my. Also, we're told in Matthew 16:26, what is it a profit of man profit if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? I know the Bible tells you don't work, you don't eat. But God has a time and purpose for us, saints of God. We got to pull away from the world and say, I've got to be in the house of God. Mm-hmm. You know, they have all kinds of sabbatical leave and various things. Right. We take vacation time. Take a vacation day and come to the house of God. Amen? Mm-hmm. Take time to be holy. Take time to be with God and his people. Oh, saints of God, our enemy of our day and time, he's cluttering the minds of mankind. Mankind's so blinded right now to the things of God. They're blinded to the fact that they're truly lost. I asked you in your leisure to read the parable of the souls in Mark the fourth chapter. But I want you to look at something in that scripture. If you turn with me for a moment. Oh, praise our God. I want you to look at the 14th verse. But I ask you to read the rest in your leisure. He says here, the sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside when the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness. We're living in a time right now. Souls are not receiving the word of God with gladness. Many today, I say, are living on spiritual junk food.
Yes.
Many today want to go to church, and these churches are captivating them with videos and motivational speakers, entertainment. Sister Francine mentioned it to us on a Wednesday night. Do you remember that, saints of God?
Yes.
They want modern day music instead of the psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. They want plenty of good times. Mm-hmm. They speak unto us smooth things. They don't want to hear the preaching of the word of God. They don't want the truth. And most places of worship have become nothing but social clubs. You go in and you get your latte. You get your pumpkin spice or whatever they're serving. And you get your little brisket and go sit down. You don't have your Bible or anything with you. And you sit down and you sit in there and you just drink your coffee or whatever it is. Oh, saints, I know what I'm talking about. Spirit of the Lord gave it to me. They have not received the word of God. And they're not receiving it because the ministry is lacking. Then you'll hear people say, well, I think I'll try Jesus, as if they're going out there to test drive a car.
My Lord.
Oh, this kind of thinking is happening all around us. It's happening in revivals and in a lot of youth meetings where many of them say, you know, we've got to change our ways so we can fill up the pews for the young people. Saints of God, Jesus said, if he's lifted up, he'll fill them up. He said, you go out into the highway and hedges and compel them to come in that my house might be filled. Jesus didn't tell us to bring the world into the house of God so that we can draw mankind. But what Jesus told us that we can do to live righteous and soberly in this present world, that you and I are the epistle. We are the epistle that mankind is reading every single day of the week. What do you say, Sister Renee? When we go out into this world, mankind reads our lives. Mankind sees how we are living for Almighty God. And mankind will look at our lives, and that will draw mankind to us to ask us, oh, who do you serve? Who are you living for? I know that you are a child of God. I've heard the saints of God say it many times. Many of them have come in and they've said, oh, that I was out there in the store and someone walked up and they said to me, I know you are a child of God. I know you go to church. Oh, mankind is reading us, saints of God. Why? Because we look like saints of God. We live like saints of God. And they're drawn to us because the Spirit of the Lord has drawn them to us. That's what Jesus told us. We are the light of the world. A city that's set on a hill that cannot be hid. So let your light so shine before mankind that they may see your good work, which glorifies your Father, which is in heaven. All saints of God, is not about us, not about me. But our modern day religious professions and things that are going on right now, is going to, many folks are going to wind up in a devil's hell. Sad to say. Many are so far away from God, further away from God than they were before they said they came to God. Religious folks right now are trying to rewrite the word of God, trying to change the things of the word of God. They're watering down the word of God. They're wrestling with the truth in order to cater to young people, in order to get more folks in the house of God. But saints of God, let us stay in the straight and narrow. Let us do what the Bible has told us to do. Let us continue to read and study God's word. Let us continue to live so that mankind will see us out there in this world and they'll be drawn to Almighty God by the life that you and I are living. Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. Because we are told these words in Acts the 4th chapter. I believe after we read this, saints of God, we will close out because time is getting away from us. But oh, we'll bring it back because God has more for us.
Thank you, Lord.
Acts the 4th chapter, the 12th verse said, and we need to remember this. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Right.
See, salvation is in Jesus Christ. God has no use for religion today. People are just religious folks, just living any old way.
Praise.
But our salvation is in Jesus Christ. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. God bless you is my prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
My God. Amen.
Praise our God.
Praise our God. Thank God.
Praise.
Was not the gospel trumpet sounded today? Was sounded today. Praise our God. The armor of God. Amen. We know that even in a time of war, I think mindful of during the time of the Civil War and when it was time for them to together to make a move or to charge, whatever, a trumpet would sound.
Yes.
Amen. The gospel trumpet has sounded today.
Amen.
Thank God for the word. Amen. Praise our God.
Praise our
Amen.
God.
What shall we sing?
Praise. Amen. Is your all on your
481.
Number 481 in the evening light, shall we stand? Amen. Amen. And that just lets us know that the song says, as you're all on the altar, we can't put on our armor if we're carrying all these other things, all this baggage, all these things of the world. Amen.
How can we have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace if we have our feet mired in the world, the things of the world? How can we put on the breastplate of righteousness if all these things of the world are hanging on our back? How can we have our loins girt about with truth if all the world's things are blocking even the truth?
We're rejecting it.
Amen. Amen.
Praise our God.
Those things that would separate between us and God, would separate between us having a closer walk with God, those things have to be put on the altar. Those things have to be laid down. Amen. Because we don't want anything to separate between us and God.
Amen.
It was a song that Sister Dee used to sing years ago. Would say, you know, nothing between. Let nothing between.
Yes.
Myself and the Savior.
Amen.
Nothing should intervene.
Amen.
Nothing that would block his favor.
Amen.
If there's anything you're clinging to or that is clinging to you.
My.
That is avoiding you getting close as close to God as you know you need to be. Get rid of it.
Amen.
You can come and bow at an altar of prayer. The Lord will lift your burden if you're willing to have it lifted.
Amen.
There are people sometimes who will, they'll say, well, I just can't seem to get as close to God. I can't seem to do the things that I need to do. Well, God wants to lift your burdens, but you keep holding on to them.
Amen.
The Lord is willing and able to help us shed all those things that are keeping us from being as close to him as we need to be in these last days.
Amen.
But again, we can't put on the whole armor if there we still have things hanging on us from the world.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
Our God. So is your all on the altar?
Amen.
You have longed for sweet peace and for faith to increase, and have earnestly prayed. But you cannot have rest or be
your body and soul.
that verse we just sang, that would you walk with the Lord in the light of his word. That means we can't be rejecting any part of it. If we're going to walk in the light of his word, Pastor preached about if we reject Jesus, and we're rejecting God. We're rejecting the word. And we will be rejected. Because in that day of judgment, he will say, depart from me, I never knew you. So it says, would you walk with the Lord in the light of his word and have peace and contentment always? That's the only way we're going to have any contentment. Mm-hmm. Because there's no peace. We're not going to get any peace from the things of this world.
That's right.
You must do his sweet will to be free from all ill. So if we're not doing the will of the Lord in all things, then we're doing those things that are contrary to him. We are in conflict with God, and that is a conflict that we cannot win.
Amen.
We cannot be in conflict with God and have life, have peace or contentment.
Amen.
It says on the altar, your all you must lay. So we can't hold anything back. Praise our God.
All to God.
Amen. Amen. Give it all to God. So we'll sing on.
Oh, we never can know what the Lord will bestow of the blessing for which we have prayed.
Praise God. Praise our God.
Till our body and soul he doth fully control. And our all on the altar is laid.
Praise God.
Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does the Spirit control.
My. Praise God.
Be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield in your body and soul.
My. Is there another? Is there another? Just wants to come to the altar and say, Lord, I just want to be sure.
Amen. Amen.
Lord,
amen.
I just want to be sure.
Amen.
I just want to know.
Amen. Amen.
I need your assurance, amen. Lord.
Amen. Praise our God.
Amen. Praise our God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Who can tell all the love he will send from above, and how happy our hearts will be made of the fellowship sweet we shall share at his feet when our all on the altar is laid. Praise our God. Praise our God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Dear God. Dear God. Lord. Praise our God. Praise our God. Praise our God. Dear God, our Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your Spirit. We thank you, dear God, for pouring out your Spirit, dear Father, upon us, dear God, this day. We thank you, dear God, for your word, dear Father. Lord, who's able to touch our hearts, our souls, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for the power, dear God. Lord, that was poured out through your word, dear Father. Lord, that helps us, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you'd remember each one that came to the altar, dear Father. Lord, remember each one, dear God, who you're speaking to today, dear Father. Pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, strengthen and establish us, dear God, in your word. Help us, Lord, to, Lord, stand on a firm foundation in thee, dear God. Help us, Lord, because, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the love, dear God, that you have given to us. Lord, the fellowship sweet, dear God, that we can have in thee, dear God, and with the people of God, dear Father. That, Lord, we know, dear God, that we have to meet the condition, dear Father. We know, dear God, that we've got to measure to your word, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear Father, to measure to all of your word, dear God. Father, help us, dear Father, not to come short in anything, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that your word is going forth, dear Father, that we might be a prepared people, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would, Lord, pour out your, continue to pour out your Spirit, Lord, that we might be prepared to meet our Savior in the air, dear God, at that great day of his second coming. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, and encourage our hearts. Strengthen us, dear God. Help us, dear God, not to be fearful. Help us, dear God, not to be weary, dear God, in well-doing. Help us, dear Father, to be good soldiers, dear Father, of the cross, as we beg in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, to, Lord, let go, dear Father, of any of those things, dear God, that would even hinder us. Dear God, we know the enemy is trying to even bring unbelief, dear Father, on the people of God. But, Lord, we know, dear God, that you told us, dear Father, to run our race with patience, dear God, to lay aside, dear God, that thing, dear God, that would try to cause us, dear Father, to turn from our steadfastness in thee. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, dear God, that you'd remember, Lord, Father, dear, our dear brother man. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd bless him, dear God, encourage his heart, dear God, strengthen him. We're thankful for him, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give him the very desires of his heart, dear God. This we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Brother Jeremiah's side, dear God. Lord, bless him, dear God, praying, being agreed in prayer with him, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for what you've done for both of our these two brothers, dear God, what you've done in their lives, dear Father. Lord, how they walk before you, dear God, how they are an example of men of God, dear Father. And Lord, we pray, dear God, you would continue to bless them in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember Sister Millicent, dear Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know the desires of our heart, dear God. Strengthen her, dear Father. Lord, you've been with her, dear God. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just, Lord, be by her side, dear God, and give her the strength that she stands in need of, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for our pastor, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless her. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the word, Lord, that you gave her to bring to us this day, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for how your Spirit, dear God, is moving even in this place, dear God. We thank you, dear God, for all that you have done. Lord, we read in your word, Lord, how on the day of Pentecost, dear God, Lord, they were all in one accord in one place, Lord, and your spirit moved, dear Father. And Lord, we're persuaded, dear God, that even this morning, this day, dear God, your spirit has moved in this place, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless us, dear Father. Help us, Lord, to, Lord, take your word, dear God. Lord, to live by it, dear Father. Eat all of it, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that it is life, dear Father, to our bones, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless Pastor Jenkins in a special way, Lord. Bless her, give her the very desires of her heart. You see her, dear God, kneeling before you, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would use her according to your divine will, dear Father. Lord, that we might be strengthened, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would use her, dear God, that souls, dear God, that you send out the morning message to souls, dear God, who are listening to this message today, dear God, Lord, might come to you, dear God. Lord, even, dear Father, as you said in your word, that if we lift up the Lord Jesus, Lord, you would do the drawing, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would draw, Lord, whomsoever will, dear God. Lord, you said in your word, whosoever will, let him come and take up the water of life freely. And so, Lord, we're praying for souls today, dear God. Lord, that they would find their way to thee, dear God. Lord, that they would come, dear Father, realizing, Lord, that prayers are being offered up on their behalf, dear Father. Realizing, dear God, that there are people of God, Lord, who have proved, Lord, that this way is the way that we all should go, dear Father. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, you would bless each one of us, dear God. Lord, there's some who are young, dear God, and some who are old, but Father, we know, dear God, that you're able, dear God, to lead, God, and direct each and every one of us, Lord, as we surrender ourselves to thee. And so, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would just bless and have your way, dear God, in your people, dear Father. Pray, Lord, for your strength, dear God, to stand, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, to be faithful unto death, dear Father, that we may receive that crown of life that you have already laid up, dear God. Lord, have your way, dear Father. And Lord, truly, we're going to give you the glory, and we're going to give you the praise, Lord. Lord, and as we said, Lord, for those, dear God, who are not yet saved, Father, we pray, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God. Lord, we plead with thee, dear God. Lord, pray, Lord, that if you could give them just a little more time, give them another day, dear God, to be your will, dear Father. Lord, that they might be saved. This we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for all that you have done and all that you are doing, dear Father. Lord, have your way. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your people, dear God. And Lord, we're going to give you glory and praise now and forevermore. In the name of Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise our God.
Praise God.
Praise God. Amen. Hey, be free, brother.
My own way. And I read it, Lord. He said, let's cross it. Cross it to me. Cross it. Cross it, my son. Amen.
Amen.
All the faith.
Amen.
My.
My. Yes, it is.
Lord bless.
Amen.
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 Praise.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Brother. God bless you, brother.
Yeah,
man.
God bless you. Brother.
Amen.
And
amen.
God for you.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Brother's 93 and he's still checking. Be sure.
Amen.
Amen. You want to be sure.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Is there anyone who wants to express themselves?
Praise God.
Tell me how did you feel when you
come out the wilderness? Come out the wilderness. Come out the wilderness.
How did you feel?
Come out the wilderness, leaning on the Lord. I am leaning on the Lord. I am leaning on the Lord.
Praise God.
I am leaning on the Lord who died on Calvary.
Praise God.
Praise. Come out the wilderness, come out the wilderness, come out the wilderness.
Let
your soul feel happy when you come out the wilderness, leaning on the Lord.
Amen.
I am leaning on the Lord. I am leaning on the Lord who died on Calvary.
Praise God.
Praise our God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise.
Praise God.
Yes.
Yes.
Lord.
God.
Yes,
amen.
Lord. Yes,
my,
Lord.
My.
Yes.
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 God's gonna move his hand.
Yes.
Time is winding.
Yes.
Amen.
Won't be long.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
My.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God.
Praise our God.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise our God. You know, I think that, you know, there are times when some of these churches will, when I say some of these churches, you, I'm not talking about the Church of God. Many churches will say that they advertise that they have spirit-anointed preaching, where there shouldn't be any other kind of preaching. Anybody else just up there playing? So that goes without saying. And if God has given the message, then it is spirit anointed.
Amen.
So we thank God for his spirit manifesting himself today.
Amen.
In our midst. Amen. Thank God. Praise our God. Thank God for the family of God.
Amen.
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 Praise our God.
Amen.
No, never. Never.
The
Amen. Amen.
You know, I thank the Lord when you said that rerun, because My wife just said something about what's that movie? Home Alone.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I can watch that 1,000 times. I could have already watched it 1,000 times. Never gets old. And then I heard you say that in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people can watch things and watch it every season or whatever.
Yes.
It is, and it never gets old.
Amen. Praise
you every morning.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. You know, brother, I mean, my mind goes back. It was one when we were still able to have the service on Wednesday night here. You were leading the Wednesday night service here. And you said there was a man that you were talking to who said, well, you know, in heaven, what are you going to do all day? You know, what is there to do? What is there going to be to do there?
Praise
if it never gets old, praising God here, we know that in glory, it will never get old. Amen. Praise our God.
That's
and it
right.
starts
Amen.
Here. Amen. Yeah. So there's just it's a continuation.
Exactly.
Just with a new body. Amen.
Praise
our God. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. What that song said, I have a new body. I have a new life.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise our God.
Amen.
I'll have a new home with God, eternal, with redeemed of God to stand.
Yes.
There'll be no more sorrow, no
Praise
more pain.
God. Amen.
There'll be no more strife. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Have a new life. Praise our God. On that resurrection morning, amen. Looking for that time.
Amen.
Praise our God. No, no. Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God.
Living
raised in the likeness of my Savior. Praise our God.
I said the Lord always make a way. I said the joy. Just the joy serving the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Nothing like it in the world. Mm-mm. Praise our God. Down in my soul, amen. Like we said, that's something we said for everybody, we'll be happy over there. But first, we have to be happy here. We have to be happy in the Lord here.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. And even you know, in leaving this old body, you know, there's saints who are going into glory. But you know, it's almost like just a to be continued. It's not an end.
Amen.
It's a to be continued.
Amen.
And I still think of you when I think of dear brother Cicero Summers. And last time I saw him was actually the night before he died, or I guess he died later that night at the nursing home. And as Sister Marilyn Llewellyn and I were leaving, and he said, well, you know, if I don't see you again, I'll see you in glory. What a wonderful thought that is. You know, the parting here is just for a little while. Amen. Praise our God. What a day that will be. Amen. Praise our God. Yes, yes.
One saves me by mama, takes me by the head, he leads me to the cross.
Yes.
Good day, glorious day.
Glorious day. Praise our God. Amen. Amen.
Praise.
Amen. Praise God. See, that's why the second death has no power. That's why the second death has no power, even as the word of God says. Praise our God. I better read these announcements because we keep on rejoicing in the Lord. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Yeah. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls. Philippians 4:6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Choir rehearsal next Sunday following morning service. And let me add another announcement, and maybe we could have it in the bulletin for next time. Auxiliary heads, please prepare your budgets for 2022. We'd like for them to be turned in by January 2nd, if possible, but if not possible, then January 9th at the latest. Please make that a bit of a priority, if possible, please. Wednesday night Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone, and we thank God for that. Continue to pray for Brother Byrene. We just thank God. Thank God for him and how God is using him. See, when God has something for you to do, when God has a work for you to perform, regardless of what comes on your body, regardless of what the doctors say, God has a work for you to do here. God is going to equip you to do that. He had to raise you up. He'll heal you. He'll give you the strength. He'll give you the wisdom. He'll give you the knowledge. He will equip you to do what he'll have you to do. And we just thank God for his touch on Brother Byrene. And for the Wednesday night Bible studies, we thank God for touching Pastor Jenkins and how he is blessing her. We just thank God. We just thank God. I thank God for God touching Sister Carol. Sister Carol has brought so many names and addresses for those who need to call to get a morning message, for those who need to be sent Sunday school books and materials, and so and the Lord and God just moves on her when the Lord tells her go such and such a place, if it's out of town, and God tells her to go, she prays and goes to talk to whoever God sends her to. I thank God. And God is talking to different ones. Some are talking to the members of their own family, within their own household. Sometimes it's in-laws. Sometimes it's neighbors. It may be coworkers. But God is using each one in a way that to bring, to encourage or to bring others to the Lord. And so I thank God. I thank God.
Amen.
And those who are just praying for souls, just praying. And our Sunday school lesson talked about how much power is wielded in prayer. And so we thank God for all that he is doing in our congregation.
Amen.
Happy belated birthday blessings to Infinity Hardy on December the 9th. Amen. I also have a card, a note to thank you. This is from Sister Edna Saunders in Florida. Sister Blake and Church of God family, thank you for your love gift and devotional books. She got a love gift as is in back in November, and devotional books, because we also send her Sunday school books and the devotional books as well. Sister Edna Saunders, she said, I will be eating seafood I love. Said, this is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long, 24/7, and giving thanks. Thanksgiving is every day. Your kindness means the world to me.
Keep me in your hearts and prayers, sealed, born of his spirit. I am washed in his blood, Jesus Christ. Heaven came down and glory filled my heart. Keep feeding me the bread of life. Love you, Sister Saunders. Amen. Praise our God. Yes, Sister Melita. North Carolina. Amen. Amen. And she'll be getting a Sunday school book shortly because Sister Carol gave me her address too. So, amen. Praise our God. And daily, yeah, and the whole thing. Yeah. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. We thank God for blessing our drivers, for Sister Millicent and Brother Mann. They were on the schedule for today. We thank God for blessing and keeping them safe. And please pray for Sister Melita for next Lord's Day, which will be December 26th. Time is flying. Yes, that's the last Sunday of the year. So continue to lift Sister Melita up in prayer. Just ask the Lord to bless her and touch her.
I was asked to, I didn't have an invitation to go to Indiana for Christmas. So I told her, I said, that's on a Sunday, isn't it? She said, yeah, no, I said, I'm in church on Sunday. I'm in church. I can't. Oh, I'm off.
Praise God. Praise God. It.
Also, Sister Blake, remember Sister Carol, Sister Roxanne, and myself for Thursday.
Yes, yes.
Brother Bill's
funeral. Yes, for Brother Bill Thompson's funeral. They've asked Sister Pastor Jenkins to take part, and also Sister Carol and Sister Roxanne to bring a song. So lift them up in prayer for Thursday for Brother Bill Thompson's funeral, which is going to be out at the First Church. Amen. Our thought for today, our hands have fingertips, but our toes don't have toe tips, yet we can tiptoe. Praise God. Well, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Thank God. You know, I mean, you think about, I mean, you're talking about the fingertips and all the fingertips we have different fingerprints. Every individual has different fingerprints. And from what I gather, even identical twins, their DNA is the same, but their fingerprints are different. So we are all fearfully and wonderfully made in the sight of God. God knows what he's doing in all things. Amen. Amen. No snowflakes are the same. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Shall we stand? We even sing a song about sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Amen. As Sister Holmes said, it never hurts my ears. It helps my heart. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Brother Jackson, would you dismiss us with prayer, please? Not forgetting those who will be traveling. Brother Byron will be traveling as well.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Dear God. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise.